Take News Radio 600 WMT wherever you go by downloading the free iHeartRadio app. We're streaming right now at 600WMT.com.
Indeed we are. You can find us at 600WMT. We got a Facebook page, too. Justin Roberts WMT is the page you'll want to find. Ladies and gentlemen, a guy who celebrated his birthday yesterday but made time for us today, so obviously he didn't have too crazy of a night last night. We bring in the swing dancer. Remember the old game show, What's Your Line, Tom? Remember where they'd have you sign in, please? So sign in and introduce yourself, please, to everybody here on WMT this afternoon.
Well, hello. My name is Tom Reeder. I go by the swing dancer, and I'm very excited to be on the radio with Justin here today. And actually, I just saw him yesterday morning.
Yeah, you, on your birthday. Now, if I'm not telling tales out of school, you turned 55 yesterday, correct?
A very young 55, but you are correct.
And you decided to celebrate your birthday by running the five seasons 8K, or did you do the 5K?
I did the 5K.
And you did that in a full suit and swing dance wingtip shoes.
And carrying a little boombox playing music the whole way. You are right.
Tell me about that. I mean, you're running a good two-plus miles in a full suit. It was a muggy day yesterday. Kind of, what was the response as you ran through downtown Cedar Rapids and everything?
It was great. Along the sides, you know, people clapping, having a great time. And then I had runners like, hey, stay with us. We want to hear the music.
So you were the pace
and
car.
And someone, I wish I could think of her name, but she was one of the volunteers. She took my picture, and then I handed her a card, and she already emailed me the picture. That's just how great people are.
Well,
and I'm going to be posting that online on theswingdancer.com.
I was going to say, let's talk about your website, because we bring you on, because way back in 2004... years ago, when I was still doing the mornings next door on WMT-FM, you and I got together because you set a Guinness Book of World Records record by swing dancing, but it was a little bit more specific. So kind of fill everybody in on what happened back then, and then take us to where we are now.
Okay, in 2004 at Let's Dance, I had four dance partners, and what I would do was rap and then flip each person. It's called a swing dance flip. Mm-hmm. And then I travel and I move to the next partner. And I had Lisa Marie, Shirley, Amy, and Andrea were my partners, and they were fantastic. And so we had the flips filmed, and we had to have a timekeeper, a witness, two witnesses, and then everything was submitted to Guinness. And then we did the record in April of 2004, and they certified us in August. And that's when we got the invitation to do shows, and it was just a blast.
And you've been around the country. I mean, you were just telling me before we went on the air, you did a show where everybody spoke Spanish.
Yes, we were originally booked for the Regis and Kelly show, but we got bumped at the last minute. Mm-hmm. That can happen. And then the New York agency that booked us, they put us on a different show. It's called Sabato Giganta down in Miami. So they flew us down to Miami, and they said, yeah, you guys are going to open the show, 11 million viewers. And we're like, oh, this is awesome, great. They left out one detail. One of us needed to be able to speak Spanish. We didn't have anyone in that group. But we opened, we danced. It was a great time. And then we were invited out to Hollywood for the Carson Daly show. And that was another treat that we had. And then Time Magazine did a photo with the Guinness World Record holders, 10 million copies. So here I am. I'm the small farm boy from the small town of Welton, Iowa. And I'm going to New York and Hollywood and Miami and Guinness World Record. And it's just unbelievable where dancing's taken me.
Tom Reeder.
Back in 2004.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, Tom Reeder, the swing dancer with us here. Theswingdancer.com is the website, correct?
That is right. And I have all that info on the website as well.
And let's talk a little bit. You and four brand new partners here a couple months ago, you kind of went to go beat the record is what you did. And you did that down at the University of Iowa. Take me through what that day was like down there in Iowa City and kind of where things stand as of this, the 5th of July now.
Okay, so it was exactly 2 months ago. May 5th is when we set the record. I contacted the head cheerleading coach, Greg, and I said, you know, hey, I want to try to challenge the Guinness World Record, the current record holders in India from 2011. He did 39 flips in 1 minute, and that's a lot of flips. And so he found four partners for me. And then we all met at the Iowa Athletics Hall of Fame Museum, and we did the record there. And somehow we were able to do 40 flips in 1 minute. And wow. I have it all on video on the swingdancer.com. And it was just amazing. They came in and they had such energy, and we just made our way through. And when we finished, you can see in the video, we're just bursting with happiness for being able to set the new world record.
And I'm assuming nobody ate beforehand. You wouldn't want a bad mishap on a mid flip, right?
No, like I'm literally flipping each lady 10 times in 1 minute.
Wow.
And that's Marissa and Sadie, Rachel and Emma, and they're all Iowa cheerleaders, and they were phenomenal. They did such a great job. I've been so lucky with great partners.
Mm-hmm. And now you're telling me that Guinness has this info, so we should hopefully hear by sometime in August if you've got the world record again, bringing it back to Iowa, correct?
Right, returning it from India to Iowa, and when we get the certificate, we're going to be doing something down at the Hall of Fame Museum again, showing the certificate and bringing them all the partners back together.
Tom Rader with me. If you can, Tom, we'll chat during the break. We've got to pay some bills. We'll come back. We want to talk about getting you back out into Hollywood, and a good plug for some swing dancing, too, if you'd be so kind when we come back. So it's 4:46. Break for sports. Randy Lee will do that for us. We'll talk more to the swing dancer. His website, theswingdancer.com, right here on 600 WMT.
The latest news, weather, and up-to-the-minute traffic. Drive Time 380 on News Radio 600 WMT.
Just about 4:49 here on 600 WMT, Drive Time 380. Justin Roberts, along with the swing dancer, Tom Rader with me. TheSwingDancer.com is the website. Iowa's own, working on bringing a world record right back here to Eastern Iowa. Tom, 55 years old, you're setting records. Do you know the age of the record holder in India? Do you know that for sure?
He was a young man of 39, so okay. I really enjoyed beating the record.
So you want to beat the youngsters.
He was a youngster, and he did 39, which is a lot. That was a feat, but I think the 40 we did, I'm pretty proud of.
What is it about dancing? You know, you see all these, when you were a kid, and when I was, as a kid growing up, we had all these dance halls throughout Cedar Rapids, and so many of our WMT listeners, reminiscent of that, they went away, but now they're starting to come back. What is it about getting out and dancing that you enjoy so much and you like to promote so much?
Well, I got hooked back in 1978. I went to the drive-in, and I saw this movie called Grease, mm-hmm. and I saw Olivia Newton-John on stage, and her smile, she was having more fun than anyone on the film dancing, and I was hooked from that moment on. And I actually got to dance with Olivia Newton-John last fall, just for a fraction of a moment, but it was huge. And anyway, I just stayed with the dancing. I loved the swing, the movement, and when you're at a dance, you look at people, everyone's smiling. I mean, it's incredible. It's like a magic health pill. And now I'm 55, mm-hmm. and I can't tell you, I feel great. It's great for weight loss. It's great for conditioning, fun, everything.
You say there's not a lot of 55-year-olds that are breaking records. I mean, and not only doing that, but doing it twice in their life, you know?
Yeah, I didn't like that our record got, and our record as we did it was never broken. It changed to just simply flipping the mm-hmm. partner. And so our record as we did at Let's Dance, that holds. But now it's you just flip the partner because Guinness allowed it. Mm-hmm. But now we brought it back from India to Iowa.
So you've done this, and we were talking just the ironicness of this, where you did this with four Iowa cheerleaders at the mm-hmm. University of Iowa Hall of Fame. Grew up a Hawkeye fan. You're on the Hawkeye radio station, the official flagship of the Hawkeyes, talking about it right now. You know, this would already be surreal. But just kind of take me through your mind. You know, put all the pieces together and draw the lines for us, because this is already cool enough, but you want to do even more with this.
Yes, Rob. I asked last time when we did the record in 2004, we got invitations to shows. So I asked my partners, what show would you most like to be invited to? You know, just I wanted to find out where would you focus. Every one of them, without a second's hesitation, said the Ellen Show. And I'm just like, wow, that's so cool. And Ellen dances mm-hmm. on every single show. I thought, what a great fit. And I understand their enthusiasm, because the show I most wanted to do was the Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson. Mm-hmm. I did get a nice rejection letter, and I posted that on Facebook. You know, that's back from 1989. So I understand their enthusiasm and wanting to get on the Ellen Show. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to put it on the website. theswingdancer.com. And if you go to that site, on the top of each page, it says, help us get on the Ellen Show. And you just click on Contact the Ellen Show, fill out your information, and then the story box, you can write in there that you would like to see the Tom and the four Iowa cheerleaders on the Ellen Show try to beat their current world record and promote Dance for Alzheimer's.
Yeah, and let's talk a little bit about Dancing for Alzheimer's, because that's a charity that's near and dear to your heart that you've kind of carried the torch for as you do this and as you gain this publicity for this.
Yeah, and that's a huge part of it, Justin, is I always read articles about dance. I watch videos about dance. You know, I'm very into it. And I saw this studies that have been done that show that dancing lowers the risk of developing Alzheimer's up to 76%. It's not conclusive medical evidence, but studies are showing it's very powerful. And it makes sense because dancing is physical, mental, and emotional, and it creates new neural pathways in your brain, which is key in lowering the risk of developing Alzheimer's.
So not only are you bringing, you know, good news back here to Iowa and promoting Iowa, but also drawing that promotion and making folks aware of Alzheimer's and everything as well.
Yes, and the more I found about it, that we actually in our 40s and 50s should be dancing each week. You know, that's ideal.
Mm-hmm.
And but you'll get, no matter where you're at, you'll always get a benefit just by starting, because you're getting those new neural pathways going. And plus, you get the physical exercise, the fun, those feel good endorphins. You know, body healing endorphins mm-hmm. going through you. It's I can't talk enough about it.
Tom Rader, the swing dancer, with us here on Drive Time through 8600 WMT. Tom, we just got about 2 minutes left. I want to remind folks, now, we will know officially sometime in August if this Guinness mm-hmm. record holds. And then, we're, of course, we'll have you back on WMT because you're going to be throwing a big party too, right?
Yeah, we're going to actually go back to the Hall of Fame Museum. I'm going to have my four partners, and that's Marissa, Sadie, Rachel, and Emma. And we're all going to be back at the Hall of Fame Museum. We're going to have the Guinness World Record Certificate, and different media outlets will mm-hmm. be there, and public will be invited, of course, and it should be a very good time.
Now, I got to ask you, before we let you go, as a dancer, where do you go to dance? Because there's not a lot of dance halls open anymore, so where do you go cut a rug?
Well, I'm a little different, because if a bar has a jukebox, that's a dance floor. I don't need an official big wood dance floor with a big band. That's great, but you got summer in Cedar Rapids and throughout Iowa, you got live bands playing, mm-hmm. and a great opportunity to dance. JC's have Uptown Friday nights, and it doesn't have to be I would love to see dance halls all over the place. I think we need them. I think it's very important, and I'm certainly going to advocate for that. But you can just, all you need is the music and some space, and you can dance.
Tom Rader, the swing dancer, the website, theswingdancer.com. And go on there. We're going to put this interview also on Tom's website here a little bit later, so that way if you happen to miss part of it. And I want to give me the final thoughts as we close out our 4 o'clock hour. I'll give you the remaining moment. What message do you want to give to people out there as they listen in and they say, you know, this is pretty exciting. We should take up dancing. I want to give you that time to kind of take the floor over and give a final message to everybody.
For basic information, just go to theswingdancer.com. I got some good dance videos, but just get dancing. Go to YouTube videos and click on swing dancing, whatever you like for dancing. There's dance studios. You can take dance lessons. I highly encourage that. And just get into the magic and fun of dancing, and you will enjoy it, and it's going to be so good for you.
There you go.
So just, yeah.
theswingdancer.com, and also that's where you can go to let the Ellen DeGeneres Show know about Tom as well. Well, I wish you the best of luck, sir. I'm glad you had a happy birthday. It was good to see you. You were the best dressed runner in all of the fifth season 5K yesterday morning, by far.
Well, thank you so much. And people, if they want to reach out to me and email me, I love it. Or they can go to my Facebook, Thomas L. Rader, or the Swing Dancer page on Facebook as well.
Well, sir, I appreciate the time. Thanks for making some time for us here on WMT, and we shall be in touch as we get closer to record time.
Great. Thank you so much, Justin. It was a real joy doing this.
Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
There you go, Tom Rader right there, the Swing Dancer. Again, that website, theswingdancer.com. Check it out. Again, we got all that good big band music, too. here on Sundays. Frank Ballvance plays that for you. And also Jim Doing does a little bit over on 1360 KMJM. If you enjoy that swing dance and music, there you go. You got a place to hear it. 4:57, we're going to break here. Coming up hour two, we're going to take a look at entertainment news. Ironically, a big weekend at the movies, despite all the fireworks around town. And we'll also give you the details of a good old-fashioned hymn sing down in Iowa City this weekend. Stay with us. Your local news magazine for everything community and news, traffic, and weather and info. It's Drive Time 380 on 600 WMT.